Inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Sounds alternative.
Earlier on this year, that's Santa Melanie. A record which, for some strange reason, never got in the charts. I don't know why. Because I really like it. It marks up once again bright and early on a Sunday morning on Sounds Alternative 255 metres. Thanks Keith for the last hour of good music. This of course is The Pretenders and what we are, the talk of the town. A lot easier than on a Sounds Alternative DJ's wages, I can assure you of that thing. That's XTC, of course, from their latest LP, Mumbers, and a track entitled Love. on Farm Boy's Wages. Yes, of course. Before that, The Pretenders, The Talk of the Town. Welcome along to Sounds Alternative. If you're listening to this in bed, hello, I'm very envious. I don't like Sunday mornings, you see. I didn't know they existed till a couple of weeks ago. Sniffing the Tears on 255. And they're in the driver's seat. The Three Dog Night, going back in time to 1970. Mama told me not to come. And you heard it right here on the biggest and the best in free radio in the West Midlands, Sounds Alternative 255. If you'd like to write to us, don't forget our mailing address, Sounds Alternative, Department 255 190, Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham.
Broadcasting on 255 metres, 1188 kilohertz. Free independent broadcasting to Birmingham and the West Midlands.
Sounds Alternative.
Many thanks there to Mike Richards. Yours truly, Norman Nelson, now on Sounds Alternative. Yes, today it's back to the golden oldies. Rock and roll, etc. That's what's coming your way over the next hour. Hopefully you'll stay out there listening. Yes, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of what does you good. Yes, well, I came in all prepared with my heavy metal records tucked under my arm. Yes, I was all ready to go, you know. They said, here, Nelson, it's oldies this week, mush. So who am I to argue? Oh, by the way, we've just received news that art experts with the X-ray equipment have identified the source of the Mona Lisa's enigmatic smile. Yes, she's sitting on a whoopee cushion.
Hello, right here. Now, before you can say, it's the music that time forgot.
It certainly is. Kicking things off, it's Presley now.
One through a party and
starting off the program for us there, Elvis Presley from 1957 and the Jailhouse Rock. Well, it's very good to be back on Sounds Alternative this weekend for your ears, my dears, with the Golden Oldies. Yes, back with the Golden Oldies. I'd like to know what you actually think of this program. Let me know if you think it's terrible, don't want to hear them, or whatever. You know, just write into us here at Sounds Alternative. We'd always like to have your opinion out there, because without you, the listener, our work wouldn't be worthwhile. The mailing address, if you haven't already heard it for the 50th time, no doubt, it Sounds Alternative, Department 255190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, and the postcode is B168UU. Good afternoon, Norman Nelson's the name, that's my problem. Hey, did you hear about the German hydraulic specialist who fell into a electroplating tank full of chrome and got his pumper nickeled? Ooh.
Donna, Donna, the prima donna, 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 the prima donna.
This is Dion DiMucci.
Prima donna, 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 the prima donna, 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 the prima donna, 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 don
the floor. Even though she's the girl next door, they gonna
back to the year 1960 that time around. Dion DiMucci, Donna the Prima Donna. Sounds Alternative, coming down your ears on 255 meters. Here's a very interesting fact for you now. Engineers from the BBC, dare I mention them, and the ITV have designed a revolutionary new video recorder. While you're out, it tapes all the programs you hate and then plays them all back while you're on holiday.
This is the Norman Nelson Show.
It certainly is. Golden oldies.
People knocking, but they can't come in. People knocking.
40 miles of bad road, and talking of bad road, we've got some latest information. We keep you up to date with things that are happening around the area, and in court yesterday, garage owner Monty Ripoff pleaded not guilty to turning the clock back on a number of cars at his garage in Birmingham. He stated that at the time of the offence, he was 10,000 miles away in Hales Owen. And yes, well, we've got a new record for you now from 1964. All together. Oh, and wonderful lyrics from 1961.
Right deep down in your boots there.
The Marcells, yes, right. And a road report now. A coach carrying 40 stuntmen to a convention in London this afternoon ran out of control on the M1. It crossed the central reservation, bounced off a juggernaut, fell 50 feet down an embankment, turned 7 double somersaults, burst into flames and blew up. Nobody was hurt. Oh, well, anyway, for those of you who may be anticipating, or possibly even getting, married next week, here's one for you. Oh, painful. The old classic from Roy C. Now.
People are standing.
Baby, well, you make me shake like a baby, well, a shake, a shake.
Got quite carried away with that. Yes, Shaken All Over, performed by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates on his Master's Voice Records. That was released in 1960. Well, I wonder how many of you remember Jan and Dean. Surely you must remember Jan and Dean, the surfing sounds and all that sort of thing, Motor City, and... Well, Jan and Dean, when they first decided to make a career in the recording business, actually, Dean was known as Arnie for some unknown reason. It was Jan and Arnie when they first started out, and they made a record in 1958 which went something like this. Sorry, I've got to fade that one too. I mustn't overrun my time, you see.
I should say you have, Norman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1960.
Get him out the studio. God, it's a theme tune.
Before I go, I'd just like to say, have you read the book which is called The Value of Hindsight?
No, not really,
yes,
Norman.
It's written by a man who recently swallowed a glass eye. Well, so much for that. Hope you enjoyed the Golden Oldies today with yours truly. So until we meet again, it's good luck and God bless. Stay tuned to Sounds Alternative on 255 metres. I'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, Norman, you're back in 2 weeks' time.
Bye now.
Yeah, ta-ra, mate.
Sounds Alternative.
And the news from the hospital's kidney unit is that the latest transplant patient is making a good recovery. Now for the rest of the news. President Carter said...
Kidney transplants don't often make the headlines. Maybe it's because so many successful transplants are carried out every year. They no longer have the same impact that, say, heart transplants do. That is, unless you happen to suffer from kidney failure yourself. Then the transplant could mean life and not death. But there aren't enough kidneys to save all the victims of this killer disease. Find out about the kidney donor scheme. And always carry your donor card.
Broadcasting on 255 metres, fortnightly from 10 o'clock in the morning, this is Birmingham's most powerful and most popular true independent free broadcasting service, Sounds Alternative. And available from Sounds Alternative is edition 2 of Birmingham's Same Waves, available for 20 pence plus a standard S envelope, but is perfectly free to Sounds Alternative listeners. If you're a Sounds Alternative listener, and you must be to hear me make this announcement, then you can receive Birmingham's Same Waves completely free. Birmingham Sound Waves is a free independent radio magazine reviewing the whole spectrum of the radio scene, 24-page edition this particular week, and is available perfectly free to you, the listener, and all you have to do is drop us a line stating that you want a copy to our mailing address, which is, of course, Sounds Alternative, Department 255-190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. Sounds Alternative listeners can obtain Sound Waves free of charge, Department 255-190. Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. We'd like to hear, especially from you. Stand by for Bob Barton with ZZ Top in concert.
Thanks very much to Norman Nelson for the last hour. Norman's gone off now to siphon some petrol out of somebody's car so as he can get home. My name's Bob Barton, I'm here once again, and since my last broadcast I've had a frontal lobotomy, bought some glasses, put in a hearing aid. So for the next hour we've got nothing but ZZ Top and a couple of other tracks towards the end, but mainly it's a ZZ Top afternoon, especially as they're down at the Odeon in Birmingham this coming Friday. So if you do like ZZ Top, this is a concert that they did last year in Germany. It was broadcast over German TV. It's never been seen over here. So I hope that you enjoy it. This is ZZ Top live in Germany.
Just after 3 o'clock on the Sounds Alternative for Sunday. Many thanks to Bob Barton for the last hour of Total Lunacy. Really enjoyed, of course, ZZ Topping concert here on 1188 kHz, 255 metres Sounds Alternative. The Rolling Stones and the title track from their album Undercover. And incidentally, another track from the Stones album coming up between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Transmitting on 255 metres, 1188 kHz. This is Birmingham's one and only contemporary album music station.
On 255 metres, 1188 kHz, the sound of free, independent broadcasting to Birmingham and the West Midlands.
House Alternative.
One thing here on this Sunday, November the 20th, 1983, one thing you can guarantee in the next hour is a complete six of us, a completely disorganised chaos. I've wound up the elastic bands, put my teeth in to make special announcements like, hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Keith Rogers Lunar Round here on Sounds Alternative. Some interesting things coming your way between now and four, including music from Kiss, Rock Goddess, the Rolling Stones yet again, music from several bands appearing at the Birmingham Odeon this week, including, as he gets his bit of paper, Y&T, Rock Goddess, three tracks from Ozzy Osbourne, Heavy Petting, and I can guarantee on this particular programme you're definitely not going to hear any ZZ Top. And as always, if you'd like to drop us a line, we'd like to hear especially from you. It sounds alternative, Department 255-190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16, 8UU. That's of course if you want the postal code. Also, we have information, bands appearing at the Odeon between now and Christmas, lots of other information, a few jokes thrown in just to brighten the programming up, and a couple of comedy inserts, including one of the most popular requests ever asked for by Jasper Carrot. And also, we have some collector's items material to give away sometime between now and the end of the program, featuring the band Kiss. Two backstage, very important VIP passes, as used at the Stafford Bingley Hall concert by Kiss, celebrate their 10th anniversary of live performances. Two of those to give away perfectly free, and I'll give you more information about that later on during the programme. Actually, talking away non-stop for about 2 minutes, I think it might be a good idea if I play a bit of music. Bonnie Tyler's coming up next.
Tonight, on Moment of Terror, the thing that went... it was horrible! Don't fail to hear the thing that at Birmingham, starring
Keith Rogers.
Tyler, of course, and the Bruce Springsteen, or I should say Jim Steenman, produced record the title track from her album Faster Than the Speed of Night. It sounds like a Meatloaf rip-off, which it probably is, being the sound producer. Dare I say Meatloaf batter the hell Bonnie Tyler cheesecake? Never mind, it wasn't very good, I know. Sounds Alternative 1188 kHz, and I must remind you, if you were planning to see Whitesnake just before Christmas at the NEC, while news connecting that particular venue later on, the tour is completely off. More details about that between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon. to note a couple of our Warsaw listeners at the moment, including Mr. Neil Gooding. If you're listening at the moment, I know you like Yes, this one's especially for you. Taken, of course, from their latest album, also spinning up the charts, much more faster than my head's going around the turntable at the moment, trying to think of the title of the album.
Move yourself.
During the recent seasonal foul yes. weather, I received the following letter, and it says, Dear Sir, yesterday morning I noticed that a blue tit had pecked the cap off my milk bottle. The milk inside was frozen, and the little bird had tiny skates on its feet, and was skating round and round on the milk. Yours faithfully, Mrs. Emily Gift Nostril. And now, our culture quiz. What is wrong, if anything, with the following sentences? Aperitif is French for a set of dentures. Durban is a lump on the head the shape of a turban. And finally, stalagmites are miniature German prison guards. Now, write your answers clearly and carefully on one side of a foolscap paper, wrap it in a brick, and throw it away. The editor's decision is final, and in the event of a draw, the winner will be awarded a weekend in the lion pit at Whipsnade Zoo, with three free changes of underwear.
For itself at the moment, actually, that particular record from Heavy Petting. It's also their latest single release, In and Out of Love. And incidentally, you can find the band supporting Ozzy Osbourne live at the Birmingham Odeon this week on Tuesday, the 22nd of November. Quite an action-packed heavy metal week for the Odeon. November 22nd, Ozzy Osbourne, Heavy Petting, and the day before tomorrow, of course, Y&T and Rock Goddess. More from them later. Incidentally, in case you're wondering exactly how on earth do our American counterparts go away promoting rock concerts and some very interesting things, different adverts, etc., over in that particular country. A couple of years ago, I was in the United States in America, Las Vegas of all particular places, and I switched on the radio and just couldn't believe my ears. Apparently, Ozzy Osbourne was in town that week.
The evolution. The blood and guts of Black Sabbath in the 80s. Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz. This is the magic moment for the master of heavy metal. The step beyond Black Sabbath. The most exciting new rock and roll in more than a decade. PM tonight, Las Vegas Aladdin Theater. Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz. Special guest Motorhead. Tickets today at all Wagon Masters. And tonight at the Aladdin Theater box office. Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz. The first American tour from the Caesar Engler Sunrise.
Tickets also available for Blue Oyster Cult and Whispers and Charlemagne. Valley weather, sunny and hot with daytime highs near 115. Right now at KLUC, it's 94 with another track from our featured album.
Somehow I can't really imagine that particular sort of advertisement being playing over the airwaves of BRMV. Sounds alternative 255 Ozzy Osbourne from his first album, a classic track entitled Hopping on the Crazy Train. Classic black Black Sabbath, of course, from 1974, from their Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album, featuring Ozzy Osbourne lead vocals when he was really at his best. And previous to that, a track from his first album, Ozzy Osbourne, the Blizzard was excellent track entitled Crazy Train. Really like the lyrics: listen to preachers, listen to fools, listen to dropheads that make their own rules. Interesting song, interesting lyrics, meaningful things or whatever. What's he talking there? Sam's Alternative, 1188 kilohertz. And don't forget, if you'd like a copy of our magazine, Birmingham Soundwaves, then all you have to do is just drop a line to us. It's completely free to Sam's Alternative listeners. Completely free, especially to you. Just write to us at Sam's Alternative, Department 255-1C, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. I'd like to say hello to a couple of people, starting up with Mr. Stan Herbert from 47 Whittington Oral in Birmingham. Not exactly too sure exactly where that is, actually. If you can pick us up today, Stan, many thanks for the letter. Apologies for not playing your particular request at this time. Unfortunately, we don't have the Little Richard record you asked for in the studio. Regarding your interesting comments about pen pals and things, we will be going into that with more detail in our broadcast in 2 weeks' time, so I hope you receive my letter by now explaining the situation. In 2 weeks' time, we'll run through the whole lot. Should be quite interesting, actually. Sense Alternative 1188 kilohertz, and the Ozzy Osbourne track is going out especially to Mr. Chris Horton, who lives at 3 Glen Eagles Drive, Great Bar, Birmingham. Thank you, Chris, for your very, very interesting letter and going into details about listening to Sounds Alternative. And you're wondering if we have any Sounds Alternative merchandise. Well, unfortunately, we don't have any T-shirts at the moment, but we're working on that. And when the Sounds Alternative merchandise eventually does become available, we'll get in touch with you straight away. Okay, you mentioned in your letter, we're listening, really enjoying your heavy metal music and wide variety, but I haven't heard any Ozzy Osbourne or Diamond Head yet. Well, Ozzy Osbourne, you just have. How about some Diamond Head? That piece of music, the Rolling Stones, of course, from that album Undercover, She Was Hot. It's not too hot in the studio at the moment, feeling a bit hot. My ears feel like two braised lamb chops, of course, so we're, you know, surrounded by this pair of headphones, tight-fitting headphones. Interesting look at the pictures on the studio wall. Anyway, enough of the trivia. Interesting piece of music from the Stones, of course, and more tracks on that album in a couple of weeks' time. For those of you that got in touch with Sounds Alternative last week about our competition, well, many thanks to everyone that got in touch with us, including Colin Platt, King's Heath in Birmingham, Mrs. V.A. Shelton, Gaydon Road, Aldridge in Walsall, and lots, but by no means least, mostly, well, sackloads and sackloads of mail. We'll be drawing the Sounds Alternative draw to see who's correctly answered the competition to win the album of your choice during the Dave Marshall program between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock this afternoon. I can tell you straight away we've had quite a lot of correct answers. Just to recap exactly what the competition was, the prize of which would be an album of your own choice. The question was, of course, name any Rolling Stones hit single, or quite a few, you know, Jumping Jack Flash, Satisfaction, Honky Tonk Woman, quite a few. And the second one was name, Mick Jagger's girlfriend from the early to mid 60s. Now, we had several entries, including Jane Asher and several others, but the one we were looking for was Marianne Faithfull. And we've had quite a lot of correct entries for that. And don't forget, stay tuned between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock this afternoon, and Dave Marshall will pull the draw out of the hat to see exactly who's won. You never know, it may be you. All runners-up, of course, will receive a copy of Birmingham Sound Waves. It's been greatly extended to an 18-page magazine at the moment, perfectly free. All you have to do is write to our mailing address, which is Sounds Alternative Department 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham B16, and we'll send it through to you. Talking about the Stones, exactly 20 years ago they were in trouble. Actually, November the 23rd, 1964, the Rolling Stones incurred a BBC radio ban after they arrived late for the live BBC live programme pop show Saturday Club. Ew. Piece of absolutely useless information. If you're going along to the Birmingham Odeon tomorrow, you'll hear music from this particular band, Y&C. Let's have a good scream. All together now. Straight to the microphone, lean out your tonsils and shout, just like this. Two-track music from two particular bands you can find at the Birmingham Odeon tomorrow night. Y&T screaming along from their first Earthshaker album. And then Rock Goddess, of course, and the track entitled In the Heat of the Night. Sounds Alternative 1188 kHz. And if you're thinking of going to see Whitesnake at the Birmingham Odeon just before Christmas, forget it. The concert has been rearranged for March the 3rd at the NEC. The reason is David Cordell felt the December tour would have been cobbled together with undue hassles and may not have been up to their original high standards of presentation. Another excuse is he's postponed the tour due to delays in completing the new album and finding a replacement guitarist for Mick Moody. Personally, I think it's a load of excuses. What do you think? Why not drop a line and tell me? Keith Rogers, care of Sounds Alternative, you know the address. Tell you what, Roxy Music have a new album out at the moment, and just by mere coincidence, this track has nothing whatsoever to do with it. Their own live rendition of Like a Hurricane, the old Neil Young classic. Music, their live version of Neil Young's Like a Hurricane. They have a compilation album out at the moment, dated the Atlantic years from 1973 to 1980, the best stuff they released on the Atlantic record label. For some unknown reason, Virginia Plain is missing. It's not there. Still, never mind. A free Sounds Alternative, well, it's not exactly a competition, but we have in front of us two 10th Kiss Anniversary Tour VIP backstage passes, as used at Stafford Bingley Hall in their concert last month. Very rare VIP security passes, as used in the 10th Kiss Anniversary Tour at Stafford. I mean they are worthless, they're not worth anything at the moment because the passes have been used, but I know there are a lot of collectors out at the moment who collect tour programs and t-shirts, scarves and baddies and all memorabilia like that. So very interesting two passes, cloth ones of course, 10th Kiss Anniversary Tour and labelled VIP. So you can go around and tell your mates you'll win a very VIP at a Kiss concert, you never know. Anyway, we have two of these backstage passes as used at Stafford Bingley Hall. And if you'd like one of them, well, why not drop us a line? And if you're the first one out of the hat that claims one of them, then we'll send you one through as soon as we quite possibly can. Don't forget the address, it's Sounds Alternative, Department 255, Newark Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. And in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have another album giveaway competition, so that should be quite interesting too. Dave Marshall's coming up in around about 7 minutes' time, so stay tuned for him, of course. Don't try and cram two more records in before Dave takes over and throws me out of the seat. This one, of course, is the top heavy metal selling single in the country, Kiss and Lick It Up. Don't wanna wait till you know me better.
friends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Sounds alternative.
2-5-5
Music.
Dave Marshall.
Hi, five, and welcome to another hour of complete and utter madness from yours truly. That's a track from AC/DC from their album. It's called It's a Long Way to the Top. The album is, of course, their first album called High Voltage. We carry on now with a track from the Eagles, actually. It's a thing called Too Many Hands. Motorhead there and Ace of Spades. And don't forget that if you would like to write to us, then our address is Sounds Alternative, Department 255, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B168UU. Yes, Bad Company there, and a track called Deal With The Preacher. And pretty good that is too, I think. And don't forget that if you do like this kind of music, then the Zot Heavy Metal Road Show is on at the Sandwell tonight at West Bromwich, and we hope to see you there. And additionally, I've just been informed that Zot will be appearing at the Anchor in Wednesbury next Friday, would you believe? So make that a date as well. Now, if you're eagerly awaiting the results of our competition on the Rolling Stones 2 weeks ago, we're going to actually draw the winner out live on this show after the next record. Yes, 10cc there and Wall Street Shuffle. And now we come to the results of the competition. If I could only find where to put all those entries. Where's the sack? Oh yes, here we are. Right, now, first one out is Mrs. V.A. Shelton of Aldridge, Walsall, West Midlands. And she writes as follows: Mick Jagger's girlfriend in the 60s was Mary Unfaithful. And one of the Rolling Stones number ones in the 60s was Satisfaction. I think actually you're bang on there. And therefore you win that particular competition. And you said to us, if I win, may I please have a Madness LP? Well, I'm sure that you don't want Dave Marshall to do an album specially for you. But seriously, we will get a Madness album after you fairly soon. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this. It's Thin Lizzy. It's a thing called Warriors.